Tyco Fire Products in Marinette County is continuing to test wells in northeastern Wisconsin for PFAS chemicals that may be linked to firefighting foam tested at the company's property. The testing comes as the state works to create a standard for how much PFAS in groundwater will be considered too much. Danielle Kading is following the story, WPR News reporter based in Superior. Danny, welcome back.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me on again.
All right. Give us a quick reminder, Danny. Why do we worry about PFAS chemicals?
Yeah, these are chemicals of concern because they don't break down easily in the environment, and they've been linked to harmful health issues, including thyroid disease, some reproductive issues, and also cancer.
Now, in this new round of testing, in this kind of long-running story, Tyco's looking here at wells in farm fields near Marinette and Peshtigo. What are they looking for? What did they find?
So they have been doing the sampling, as you said, on these farm fields where there are wells that may be contaminated from PFAS that have seeped in through those fields through biosolids or treated sewage sludge that has been spread on top of them. And that sewage sludge came from the Marinette wastewater treatment plant, and Tyco was discharging their wastewater from their fire training facility to the wastewater treatment plant. So basically the concern there is that PFAS is building up in this sewage sludge. And then when it's been spread on these fields, then that might be causing contamination in some of these wells.
And according to Tyco's testing in these fields, was this a problem?
Well, Tyco is saying that it's a very isolated problem, if at all. Basically, their sampling found that 94% of 183 wells sampled, so the vast majority on these fields, had very low levels of PFAS. Those were levels that are below the federal health advisory level of 70 parts per trillion, which, to try and explain that and put that into perspective, it's basically like less than one drop of water in 20 Olympic-sized swimming pools. So basically, most of these wells, they're saying, had very little contamination, and the majority that were tested, 77%, had no trace of PFAS whatsoever.
Now, the company's testing this. Does the DNR have to accept their testing?
No, they do not. The DNR has received the results of the company sampling, and they're going to be reviewing that and going through it with their hydrogeologist and other staff to kind of assess whether or not they agree with those findings, or if they've come to different conclusions and feel that maybe more sampling or testing is necessary.
So we'll watch for that. And this all comes, Danny, you write, as the state is working on setting a standard for what level of PFAS in groundwater is okay. Where does that stand?
Right. Yeah. So the state is currently in the middle of a lengthy process to develop standards to regulate PFAS in groundwater and surface water and drinking water. They kind of kicked that off, or the Natural Resources Board, I believe, approved that earlier this year. And that could take up to 30 months from the time that they approved that. And then, of course, we are in the middle of this pandemic. So it's unknown whether that might also have, you know, play a role in when those standards would be developed. But, you know, part of the reason that that's happening is because there are currently no federal standards for PFAS. They have the federal health advisory level, but the Environmental Protection Agency has yet to issue any kind of enforcement standard for those chemicals. And it could be years before a threshold or a level, a limit for safe drinking water is in place.
In our last half minute or so, Danny, is this stuff being used less these days with all this concern about it?
Yes, definitely. I believe, you know, back in the early 2000s, the manufacturer of PFAS was banned by big companies and stopped using it. And it's no longer being used in the firefighting foam that was used by Tyco Fire Products, you know, and the state recently also just implemented a law was enacted this year, which bans its use other than in emergency situations, that being the firefighting foam containing PFAS.
Danny, thanks as always for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much, Rob.
Danielle Kading is a WPR reporter based in Superior. She talked with us about the latest testing results for PFAS chemicals in wells in the Marinette area.